There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Monday, 7 after the hour, you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. I like to start. Kenny should be the first one in the list because he's the one who worked the hardest on what we're doing here. Are you okay, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm good.
That's good. Like to have a Monday be a good day. And is this, the question could be, another typical day for any or all of you? Yesterday was Mother's Day. How did you spend it? Nice poll at DougSteffen.com asking you to tell us about what you did. Just a quick sort of a brief reference to it. And then thinking about what your day is going. Is this going to be another typical Monday? If you look at the headlines, it seems like Monday is full of death and destruction. And not to be outdone by last Friday or Thursday when there was a lot of severe weather. The weekend kept that focus up, Molly. Tornadoes, big storms, snow, hail, a tropical depression, and it all seemed to be aimed at the United States. The weather around the rest of the world was perfect. There must have been something over the weekend that upset God that created this mess. Do you agree?
Maybe God was just having a big Mother's Day party, and it got out of hand.
Mother, actually, God is a mother. You know, many people's minds, God is a woman. Right?
Yes. Well, why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
It, she, I don't know. But yeah, they really got hit in South Dakota, blanketed with snow, blizzard warnings going down, and then in Texas, Arkansas, they had multiple tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
And about 20 people had to go to the hospital injured.
Yep.
And ripped roofs off houses.
Yeah, that was yesterday. Today, mm-hmm. Cleveland, Houston, Memphis may have some of that. The weather is dying down, though. It's not as bad. The images that you see, if you look at some of the radar and stuff, would suggest that it won't be a pleasant day in Ohio or in eastern Texas or in mid-central Tennessee, but it won't be as bad as what has been experienced over the last three or four days. But here we are, Jennifer and Kenny and I, enjoying the luxury of 74 degrees. I didn't see a tornado. Did you see a tornado here yesterday, Jennifer?
Not a one, no.
No. Did you see any rain yet? Well, we could actually use some rain.
We could use some rain. I wouldn't complain. Dry. There was rain here Friday.
I was driving around yesterday on my way over to Megan's house, and I was taken back. I'm not usually here this late in the season. This is sort of late for me to be here. I came out to celebrate Mother's Day with Megan, and the dryness is so... When I left the first week of April, it was nice, green, and in a month... The way the areas that I go through, I mean, basically I'm in the city, I'm on the west side, and then I'm on the east side. But when you go to the areas you're driving around on the 5, for example, and look at the hills, the side of the hills that are completely brown.
Yep.
Not a little brown, completely like they were cooked. It's dramatic to see that and to understand that there may not be any appreciable rain here again for months, although there's some rain forecast, I think, for tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, a little bit here. And then I was thinking about, I said to Brendan, it's, you know, I remember during February we had 3 or 4 days of really torrential rain. That's kind of laughable. And then I think about what it's like on the farm. If you go across the country to New England, there now is a mini drought. The farmers who are trying to plant their crops, actually, it's great because the soil is easily malleable. It's not wet. Everything's dried up. Now, there's not a deep layer of moisture in the soil, so you turn it over and you get things planted. But there is need for moisture for the hay crop and to get things going.
Isn't that silly when you were buried under all that snow?
I know. 11 feet of snow we had. And you know what else? It dissipated well. It didn't cause a lot of floods. The ground had softened up, so most of all of the snow and the benefits of the moisture went into the soil. We didn't have any real floods in Massachusetts. But yet now, a month or so later, we haven't had really any rain, and the soil is parched. And one wonders, okay, what does that portend? Is it La Nina or El Nino or whatever it is? What are we going to have for the summertime? Meanwhile, planting conditions in the Midwest are perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And this sort of weather doesn't hurt any of the crops because they're just barely out of the ground. It just is inconvenient because they knock all the power out and maybe knock over a few mobile homes. And so, but it's a wide net, a wide swath when you get away from Western the Western states. I'm just wondering tonight when I fly back, but we'll have to, I'm thinking some of those storms go pretty high, like 30, 35,000 feet. How do you dodge them? Well, you know, because they're going to fly. Looking at the map, Molly, if you do, there isn't a place in the country that you can actually, to get from west to east or east to west, you can't avoid a storm system.
Right.
Unless you're going, you know, you got to be at 38,000, 40,000 feet to get around it.
Well, it's a good thing you have the Good Day Jet then.
Right. It says American Airlines on the side of it.
Yeah, he's incognito because it says American on the side.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
I know,
when
draw attention.
I know what I'm going to do. When Rush Limbaugh retires, I'm going to get the EIB jet.
Do you want it by that time?
Do I want it?
Yeah, that could be kind of gross.
Yeah, it might be smelly. Yeah, all the cigar smoking. So, yeah, maybe in second thought. Nah, maybe not. All right, so I'll get to maybe assess that. Actually, I had a friend at Heidelberg, very close, wonderful guy. You remember him, Tony. I talked about him.
Of course, yeah.
Anyway, so he used to have a couple of planes. He had a very good business, and he had a couple of planes. He flew me across the country a couple of times. And I remember, oh, God, it was funny. He changed off. He flew me in a jet. Charlotte and I flew across the country in a jet once. And then we got into, we were going from Tiffin, where Heidelberg is, back to Massachusetts, and we had a prop plane for that. And it was just funny how Charlotte reacted. She paid no attention to the plane when we were in it because the jet was quiet. The prop plane made her nervous. It was really interesting.
Charlotte wasn't alone.
Right.
Because I start prop listening. Plane. Yeah, everybody does it when they're on a prop plane and you just start listening for inconsistencies and you're like,
Yeah. But if you're in a prop plane, you're not going to go anywhere near these storms. You're going to not be. And if you got any brains, you don't go into the storms anyway in a prop plane. That's how most of those, the flyers, the pilots that go into those, into the storms, thinking they can get through them, those are the ones that usually disappear off the radar. Not something to be messing with, not at all. So anyway, I was talking about a typical day. Yesterday, Mal, President Obama taped TV interviews on trade. He hosted the NASCAR team on the South Lawn. I met with the defense secretary in the Oval Office. The president said he intends to renew a nuclear cooperation agreement with China. How many people knew that was going on? How many people are talking about this today?
That's been very quiet, isn't it?
Yeah, it has been. The deal would allow Beijing to buy more U.S.-designed reactors, pursue a facility or the technology to reprocess plutonium. China would also be able to buy reactor coolant technology. Experts say could be adapted to make a submarine quieter and harder to detect. The release came from, this is really very strange how the news media picks and chooses what is going to report on. This first came out on the 21st of April that the administration was going to do this. But they did it quietly because they didn't want to alarm members of Congress. I guess what I would be wondering is who on the staff of Congress is who? What, how do we choose congressional staffers that they would be this blind to what's going on in the White House?
Yeah, that's like, let's not tell them about the divorce. It will just upset them.
Yeah, right. Don't tell
them. Hey, now you're just talking about my childhood.
Think about it, though, for a second.
It's okay, Jen. We're here for you.
So now Congress is turning its attention to the agreement because somebody did figure out what was going on.
The nuclear cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
And it's glowing.
Yeah. But under the circumstances, I thought we were worried about them being our enemy. to a certain extent. Or you hear every once in a while, look at all the soldiers China has. Or sometimes there's a parade of their hardware, their military hardware, and this subtle thing about the Americans being hacked by the Chinese all the time. What happened to all of that? Are we just this goes back to what I was talking about earlier. Maybe I'm coming around to this, although I think I've been pretty consistent. I got an email suggesting I was finally coming around to understanding what was going on. I think I've been on this for a while. And
what did the email say was going on?
The suggestion was that because I was talking earlier about all of the military-industrial complex creating the situation in Afghanistan and in Iraq and now ISIS, and we're not doing anything about it. Is it because we want the military-industrial complex to benefit from yet another war? Mm-hmm. We are doing nothing about ISIS. And so here we have another reality. This guy, I don't know that I would have thought if I'd have voted for him. I didn't vote for him. But let's see who did. There are a couple of people here who voted for him. And I wonder if, under the circumstances, is this the new interpretation of hope and change? We're going to hope that the Chinese don't use our nuclear facilities against us.
And leave us with change.
Change is right. I mean, think about it that way. I think it's pretty outrageous, actually. When you get right down to it, so let's see what Congress does about it, if it's just window dressing or somebody actually deals with it. 18 after on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples Guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen. Make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 1000. That's Vistaprint.com. Click on the link in the upper right corner and use promo code 1000.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is crank up time. This is crank up music. One hit wonder contest. You may be surprised to know that this group only had one number one song, and it was called Go All the Way. What a great song. You can't sit still for this one. Crank it up, Richie. I mean, really crank it up. American pop rock band into focus here. Number one this week, 1972. The lead singer went on to have a bad Molly, huh?
That was actually very good. I like the way you brought it right up to the post.
Yeah, right. No, I wasn't talking about the post. I was just talking about
my singing.
About
your singing. good to focus on the positive. Good.
Thank you very much. 888-302-3684.
For the longest time, I thought this was the Beach Boys.
Really?
I did. For many years.
All right,
the
now
harmonies.
You're doing, yeah, but don't give away possibilities. Some people may think it is the Beach Boys, and they
and
might call us.
And you want them to be
now.
Wrong?
I do, yes.
Oh, okay.
I like wrong answers. Wrong with the
right answers.
Okay. Molly's not getting the gist of this, Richie.
I
may
sorry.
Want to take her out and explain how this all works to her.
It'll take a while.
Anyway, 888-302-3684. If you have the correct name, we're going to send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder hits. Also, again, you're ready to give away an Apple Watch, which will be something you'll be able to get in the queue for.
Truly a watch with an Apple on it, right?
Yeah, right. That's no, Jennifer, don't be giving away my
It's just CD. Carved out of an apple.
Please. Right. All right. Here we go. More.
Come on.
this band was formed in 1970 in Cleveland, Ohio. Influenced, they said, by the Beatles, the Hollies, the Who, Small Faces, which just became known as Faces after a while, right, Kenny? That was Rod Stewart's group, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
The group came together from two other Cleveland bands, the Mods and the Choir. Choir was a number one hit, had a number one hit in Cleveland with It's Cold Outside. It peaked at number 68 on the national chart. They developed this style called power pop and had its most success after the breakup of the group, actually. Lead singer of the group is Eric Carmen. Joined the band in 1967. Had a successful solo career after the group breakup, but you couldn't tell the difference, actually, I didn't think, in their music, whether it was him as a solo artist or this group together. Right? And then it always all sounded the same. So Richie's going to start the song all over again. Let's see, what else can I tell you about this band? Criticized for making its stage entrance in tuxedos and large bouffant hairstyles, this song sold over a million copies in a week and a half. Became certified gold. Band broke up in 1975. Much of their musical style was incorporated by Bruce Springsteen, so they say. So here we go. One more chance, one more turn around the stylus there, Richie. Go all the way. Who is this? Who am this group? Eric Sings.
Never knew what to be,
all right, let's see what we got here. Let's talk to Gary. Gary, who do you think this is?
Boston.
Boston, the group Boston. It's kind of a lukewarm guess, not the right one. Amy, who do you think this is? Where'd Amy go? Amy. Amy, give us a shot at this, will you?
Hi.
Who do you think this is?
This is Eric Carmen with the Ramones.
Eric Carmen, not with the Ramones. Ross, who is this?
The Raspberries.
The Raspberries. He gets the prize. The Raspberries. Eric Carmen and the Raspberries. Ross and Duluth, you're the winner. Hold on, please. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, bad breath in dogs and cats go hand in hand with other health problems. It's best to treat the problem even if the breath is not objectionable to you. The most common cause of bad breath is tartar buildup surrounding your dog and cat's teeth. Immature pets are in the process of shedding their baby teeth and they often drool, giving them bad breath. In older dogs and cats, disease of the kidneys and liver often affect the smell of the breath as well. What I recommend that you do is get on a regular tooth cleaning routine with your pet. Learn how to brush your dog and cat's teeth. Just remember, you can't use human toothpaste because dogs and cats don't spit and gargle. Yearly checkups by your veterinarian. A good, healthy diet. Chews that help alleviate a lot of that tartar is important as well. And there are now mouthwash and sprays available on the market. Keeping your dog and cat's teeth clean is more than just making them kissable and huggable. It can really help prevent a lot of other diseases in the future. Bad teeth, bad gums, bad periodontal disease can create a lot of liver problems and kidney problems. So check with your vet. Have a dental program set up every day for your pet and you both have a long, happy, kissable life. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-500-1061 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-500-1061. 800-500-1061.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
How are you feeling today? Hopefully you're having a good day. So far, we can contribute to that. When I say we, I mean Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden, Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. You want to know for sure that President Obama is a commie?
Yes.
Absolutely for sure. Finally. Never mind that he's selling, wants to sell all that nuclear stuff to the Chinese. He's going to actually meet with Raul Castro today.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine? Oh, wait a minute. No, that's the Pope. I've confused the Pope and the President all the time. The President met with Raul Castro. Was that last week?
Don't let facts before? Get in the way of your story, Doug.
Now, Molly, don't be giving away our trade secrets.
All you do is go, uh-huh.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's how you survive, uh-huh.
You sound fabulous.
Well, but you see that... The difference between Molly and you is that she's a redhead and you're a blonde, Jennifer, so that's how it doesn't work under that circumstance.
What does that mean? Sure. What?
Oh, come on.
What happened there?
I figure that's good for at least a couple of shots from some of the women listening. What is that, another dumb blonde joke?
Yeah, I'm still not onto the joke.
Really?
It was not even a smackdown on you. It was a smackdown on me. It's okay.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't really even a smackdown.
Everybody knows. Go for the hair color?
Everybody knows redheads are smarter than blondes, Doug.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so let's figure out. Notice,
a real blogger,
notice that Richie and Kenny are smartly staying right out of this conversation. It was very nice of you.
Yeah, not
this
my
way.
First rodeo.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jen or Molly or Richie at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/today. We don't seem to be able to get anybody in social media to talk about anything that's going on today. And one of the things, though, I do think that's going to come out of all of our conversation, there is a confluence.
I didn't do it.
Well,
somebody light a match.
Yeah, there's a problem here in our overall understanding what is going on in the world of policing and police, the job of being a policeman in America. This routine traffic stop over the weekend in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, that led to the killing of two officers for no good reason. There's nothing that's come out of anything that I've seen that made me think these four punks were anything other than punks. And I don't even really get the background. The community is as well, I think the country is upset. However, I'm looking at a let me see if I can find this one comment that came from one of our listeners, and I'm not sure that I can put it. Here's one, Kenny. Major reform is needed. Any story to bring to light that the police are massively undertrained, revenue collection agents first, and the work solely for protecting the government and not the will of the people are needed to open the sheep's eyes and bootlickers' eyes. I'm not sure. I know.
This was a comment on your Facebook page?
Yeah, and there's another. Yeah. Oh, this is the one I was looking for. Cop shoots perp. Perp shoots cop. Used to be a local story. Now it's the national media's new dog bone. That I
and that is true.
Thomas Wilson, I agree with you on that. Yeah, this has become.
And that does nothing for anybody.
Okay, but the other side of it, Jennifer, is the attention being focused on bad policing. Mm-hmm. The problem is that too many people now are criticizing all the police. All the police are bad, and none of these people that are perpetrators are really bad people, which is, of course, not true. It's lunacy to think that way. And so we have this, now we've got this sort of entrail, we've got this snowball of information that's sort of misguided on the other side. So where do we come up with a happy medium? Where do we get back to the focus of making police more accountable? And that can come from just training them better. You know, giving them all these tools, the feds say they want to spend $20 million to make sure every police officer has a camera. Yeah, that's all well and good, but if you've got a lousy cop, what difference does it make? Train them?
Well, they'll be caught on camera if they're
Well, but they
cop,
shouldn't
right?
be there in the first place. That's the point. How are they surviving? How do they get through the police academy? How do they get a gun and a badge? How do they get that far? And then when they prove to be bad, like the cop in Ferguson was bad. And it took him a while, you know, to look back at the records and see this guy had seven.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't
Ferguson,
a bad
Missouri?
Cop. No.
It was, yes, there was, whether it was that, there was somebody who had seven infringements against him. And I thought it was either that guy
him.
Or somebody close to him. Anyway, you get the point. Maybe it wasn't Ferguson. There's so many of these stories, I get confused. The thing that's a tragedy here, though, is that these two in Mississippi died for nothing. Nothing.
Well, because this narrative that's created by the mainstream media, and hey, it in some cases,
but is that
rightly
why they
so,
were killed because of the mainstream media focusing
well, just
on
wait,
police?
Because there's this, it adds to the bubbling over of anger that I believe is not a race. I don't think it's a racial warfare kind of deal. I don't think it's black versus white. I think it's a socioeconomic one. I think it's the poor towards the man. I mean, look, you saw in Baltimore that you had six cops that were guilty or. Involved,
charged.
Let's not say guilty yet,
charged.
But charged in this case with Freddie Gray. Three of them are black. Three of them are white. Mm. So this is not like a race thing to me. This is something about the haves and the have-nots that are, it's boiling over in this country. And I think that really, and you guys, I think probably, especially Molly and Ken will want to throw things at me, but I think it's because this current administration and President Obama have set up a really big divide, making people that have look really bad. And so it's just adding to this aggressiveness that's boiling over. It's
well, the divide in the country between the haves and the have-nots started long before the Obama administration.
Oh, I know it has, but the media, the message I think that you're getting from President Obama and from his staff is that we all need to meet in the middle somewhere. You know, we all have
and
to.
There's something wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, if I work hard and I earn money, I want to keep my money. I mean, I work three jobs to make a lot of money.
Right.
Well, actually, not a lot. Of money.
But I don't think that's
a little money.
Where the divide is.
Clarify all this.
You know, the divide is really at the 1%, which is what has been talked about by the Obama administration. There's the 1% that have most of the money in the country, and there is no middle class anymore.
Man,
it's the really rich. And well, all right, I won't say no, but it is dwindling.
Are you in the middle class?
Fast.
Are you in the middle class?
I have no class.
I see. I wouldn't say that. No, I think we're all middle class people here. I think I think that's another creation of the news media and people.
Really?
In politics.
No, I disagree. I really think it's dwindling the middle class.
You said there was no middle class, and I corrected myself. Okay.
I think it's diminishing at an incredibly rapid rate to where there is not the middle class that there.
Everybody
used to be.
Has the same opportunity in America,
right,
to make things work.
But I think, and you're right about that, but I think that message is getting lost right now, and I think that's what makes it really
sad.
The news
media exaggerates.
I don't think
that
everyone does have the same opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't think the American dream exists like it did at one time. And I think if you come from money, your chances of keeping money are much greater than if you come
Depends on how well you're trained, I think.
I was going to say, how about that, Dougie?
Yeah, right. I've been there and done that. And
well, if you're
high and been low, thank you. Yes,
were you talking about the police officer in North Carolina? South Carolina?
Which
North
one
Charleston, the one that shot the man in the back as he was running away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
When you said Ferguson.
Let's stay with Baltimore for a moment, because the records have come out over the weekend surveying what has happened in Baltimore, not just in the last two or three weeks or the last two or three months, but the past 3 or 4 years. Thousands of people arrested by the police in Baltimore have been turned away from the jail because their injuries at the hands of the police are too severe. There's a story in the Baltimore Sun, which goes back to June of 2012. That is, the records go back to the summer of 2012. That's 3 years ago. Suggesting that corrections officers refused to admit 2,600 detainees to the state-run Baltimore City Detention Center. 123 of the detainees weren't admitted to jail, had visible head injuries, the third most common ailment cited by jail officials. Others had broken bones, facial trauma, high blood pressure. The records don't indicate how the people were injured or whether they suffered their injuries while they were in custody. However, the newspaper makes it pretty clear that that's how they're connecting the dots. Whether that's fair or not remains to be seen.
Is high blood pressure a fair one to add to that list?
I don't know. I mean, under the circumstances, if you're scared, your blood pressure is going to go up.
Of course. You're getting arrested. Your blood pressure is going to be a little high.
I'm not sure that that is. But I think the trauma that we're talking about, the same thing that Freddie Gray seemed to have suffered, appears to be endemic in the Baltimore police, the city police. And back again to why has it gone on all this time? Where are the politicians who are supposed to be supervising the mayor who would appoint the police chief? All of this stuff doesn't flow downhill. It flows uphill. And one other interesting anecdote from Baltimore while we're on it, and this is back to government and how it doesn't work. The governor, Larry Hogan, became very distressed, according to another story in the Baltimore Sun, telephoning the mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, while all this is going on. But the mayor was not taking calls, or she couldn't get her phone, or somehow or another. This article points out how difficult it was for the governor to get to the mayor in order to figure out a number of things, including whether to summon the National Guard. So
that mayor was in over her head.
Very much so, yeah, right. She's totally a clueless. And look at what it would things have been different had the you see the mayor has to give the okay to the governor in order to send in the National Guard. The governor wanted to send in the National Guard, but he couldn't do it unless the mayor said, "Yep, that's a good idea. Let's do that." So it all sort of folded together and kind of makes this thing. This is just it becomes. I don't know. Is annoying the right word for this? Is it annoying? Is it sad?
Frustrating.
Frustrating. Yep. All right, let's get away from frustration and think about Mother's Day. How was your Mother's Day? Jennifer, how was your Mother's Day with your mom?
It was great.
Nice. What'd you do?
I took her to see that movie with Sofia Vergara and Reese Witherspoon.
You know, I went to see that. It was silly. What did you think of it?
I went in expecting absolutely nothing, so it was fine.
I got that.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. I saw that on Saturday at the fancy movie theater, and then on Sunday we got massages at Massage
Envy.
Oh, nice. We went back to her house. She didn't want to go out and deal with the crowds. We went back to her house, had lunch, and watched a marathon of Naked and Afraid on the Discovery Channel.
Really?
Where they were chasing boars.
Yeah.
Right?
She had never seen it, so we became hooked.
Wow.
I went to see also the movie that isn't in wide release, Far From the Madding Crowd. It was very well done, I thought. Another good experience. But I just had to counter it. I'm hanging around by myself, and everybody else is busy, so, okay, I'll go see a stupid movie. instead of a serious one. It's nice, though. So let's, as we focus on Mother's Day and thinking about how amazing perhaps yours was, hopefully it was, because, well, did your son or your daughter give you, or your husband give you, that amazing product, Genucel? If you didn't get it, if you didn't get rid of the bags and the puffiness under your eyes, listen up now. The amazing Mother's Day sale for Genucel continues. The best discounts on Genucel are staying right here, right now. You know, you've heard me talk about Genucel using the power of plant stem cells to target the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. Maybe they've been getting worse over the years. Here's Margaret, listener in New York, who said, quote, I love how Genucel helps reduce the puffiness and lines around my eyes. I felt it working so fast. I'm so happy I decided to try these products. Now I can't live without them. The product is Genucel. Call right now, 800-543-9262, and get the free upgrade to express shipping plus a surprise Mother's Day luxury package free with your order of Genucel when you call 800-543-9262. There's more. You'll also get double the Genucel effects because you're going to look younger in 12 hours guaranteed. You get twice as much Genucel as you're paying for. They give you the 3 month supply and then you get another 3 months free. Wow, what a deal. Don't miss out on this. 800-543-9262. The best thing is it gets rid of the things that make you look older. You'll look younger and feel better. 800-543-9262.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Severe storm season is here, and recent studies show that the cleanup and repair from a lengthy power outage due to severe weather can cost homeowners more than if they'd taken preventive steps to prepare their home before the storm. Amanda Grandy with Briggs & Stratton has more.
The cost of being without power can include spoiled food, basement water damage, appliance repairs, and even extended hotel stays. In fact, homeowners can incur costs from a single prolonged power outage that are equal to several times the cost of investing in a standby generator.
Any other advantages to backup power?
A standby generator can give families peace of mind after a hurricane or severe storm. New technology is making backup power more affordable, and today's compact units can quickly pay for themselves. Installing a home standby generator ensures that these losses don't happen every time a storm knocks out your power.
For more information, go to BriggsandStratton.com. That's BriggsandStratton.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
All right, Jen, let's get to our television report. There's probably a theme there somewhere, but it may not be necessary. Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's nice to separate things so that we have this in a... We can make a podcast out of the television news. Jen starts with NBC News.
I do start with NBC News, Dougie. You know, this is the time of year when TV shows come to an end and networks start announcing their plans for the fall. So NBC has started talking about its fall schedule. The Voice will stay at NBC. Obviously, it's the only thing they've got going on for it right now. And they're going to get that Monday and Tuesday night time slot that they've had all along. The Blacklist will come back as well. That'll remain on Thursdays. Sandwiched between the new series, Heroes Reborn, which I'm really excited about.
What's that?
And The Player. Remember the show Heroes from years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're doing a reboot of it called Heroes Reborn with some of the original cast. So,
wasn't Grunberg in that?
Yes, he was. And no word on if he'll be returning or not, but that would be great. Heroes Reborn and The Player will be on Thursdays. Now, NBC has gotten rid of a lot of their sitcoms because, really, they just haven't been doing that well. Yeah, so they are only doing two sitcoms for the fall. One is Undateable, which is returning. I do not get why they didn't cancel that. And a new show, People Are Talking. Those will air back-to-back on Friday nights. Now, Neil Patrick Harris has a new show coming out. Very likable guy. He's going to do a variety show called Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris. That'll air on Tuesdays on NBC through November. And then Chicago Fire will premiere and take over that time slot. The Wiz, that when they do the musicals on NBC, that's going to premiere in the fall. No date has been set. And NBC's Coach reboot, the new Eva Longoria comedy, Easy for Me to Say Hot and Bothered, and Chicago Med will debut mid-season. Fox also making some announcements about some new shows. shows. They've confirmed series orders for a show called Minority Report and one for Lucifer. I'm guessing you're not going to watch Lucifer.
A movie?
It sure was. It's going to take place a decade after the end of Tom Cruise's new movie, or movie of the same name, which was 2002. Yeah. So that'll be going on along with Lucifer, which is about the Prince of Darkness. You guessed it. Mm-hmm. And then sad news if you're a General Hospital fan. Actor Anthony Geary, you know Luke Spencer? He's leaving the show.
Leaving
General Hospital after a bazillion years. He's been there forever. He started playing. My whole life he's been Luke. 1978 is when he started.
So Dolly Parton is going to do a movie for NBC.
Yeah, called Coat of Many Colors.
Named after her
first
song.
Yeah, first original movie with Dolly Parton.
Good, good, good. That'll be good. Look forward to that. Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Time now for a visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is, among other things, a cardiologist, runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. He and I do the Good Day medical program on the air every weekend for 2 hours. If you have a question of Dr. Ken about your own medical circumstances, you can call us at that time, 888-553-7536. Meanwhile, there are reports of children of sleepwalking parents and the likelihood that they would be sleepwalkers is what?
This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics, Doug. More than 60% of children with two sleepwalking parents go on to develop the condition themselves. These new findings point to a strong genetic influence on sleepwalking and to a lesser extent on sleep tremors. Parents who have been sleepwalkers in the past, particularly in cases where both parents have been sleepwalkers, can expect their children to sleepwalk and thus should prepare adequately.
Wow. That's amazing, isn't it, huh?
That stuff is spooky.
Oof, it is. All right. As long as we're in the sleep department, sleep apnea treatment. Good news for those who are at risk for diabetes.
Exactly. American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine this week. Treating sleep apnea may help people with slightly elevated blood sugar levels lower the risk of developing diabetes. Assessment of sleep apnea, Doug, should be considered in patients at high risk for diabetes. and cardiovascular disease, since this new study shows the treatment of sleep apnea can reduce these risks using continuous positive airway pressure. We know this is a CPAP device to treat sleep apnea for 8 hours a night. It seems to help people with pre-diabetes improve their blood sugar control and reduce their risk of getting full diabetes.
All right, what's the story with hospitals and how they try to save premature babies? It seems to be a lot of variance in how that treatment is taken care of around the country.
I guess there's an article in the New England Journal of Medicine showing that there's some variation in this.
Why would that be? Why wouldn't there be some standard for that? I would guess that'd just be my question.
Well, there's different philosophies, there's different technology, there's different abilities, and you'd be amazed how things vary. You know, I train in all the different coasts, all different corners of this country, and in many different things, there's different ways we take care of things.
Isn't that amazing? All right, healthy eating, good news for those of you who eat well.
Out of the Medical Journal of Neurology, you know, as a heart doctor, people are more concerned about preventing Alzheimer's dementia than getting a heart attack or a stroke, in my experience. People who eat plenty, here's the good news, people who eat plenty of fruits and vegetables may preserve more of their memory and thinking skills as they grow old. Out of the Medical Journal of Neurology this week, healthy eating reduces the risk of getting dementia. And what does healthy eating look like, Doug? Vegetables and fruits, especially leafy greens and berries, whole grains, nuts, olive oil, beans, poultry, and fish. It discourages red meat, cheese, butter, sweets, and fried foods. So it's a combination of the DASH diet and the Mediterranean diet.
All the more reason to have Super Beets. Let's go.
In 1988, Doug, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited, Doug, because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the bodies. Many foods are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Super Beets, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Super Beets, here's its important effect. It's also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right, here's how you get Super Beets. Ready? Write this number down, 800-655-4183. You heard Ken talk about how good it is for you. We're all on it. We're using it. Everybody on the program is taking Super Beets. You can be just like us when you grow up. 800-655-4183. This is a great idea for Mother's Day. In fact, keep your mom in great shape mentally, physically. Super Beets is better than regular beets because they're specially grown beets, non-GMO, which most doctors like. 800-655-4183. You get a free month supply. You get a free book about beets, free shipping. 800-655-4183. Super Beets.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.